Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 6. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Also, wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht's ganz gut, danke. Und dir, Marc?
Mir geht's auch sehr gut heute. Und wie geht's euch? How are you all, our listeners, listening to our travel diaries? We hope that you're enjoying this. We hope that you're well. We hope that you also are going to get the opportunity to do some real traveling soon. Our travel diaries is a project that we came up with when traveling was a little more complicated. And hopefully that situation will improve soon too. Also, Andrea, was lernen wir heute?
Well, we're definitely continuing our journey and we're going to Garmisch, which is a beautiful place. We obviously look at some new vocabulary and expressions, so I hope we'll learn a lot.
Hopefully. Okay, I think we should get straight on with this. Also, los geht's.
Tag 6. Ein Sommertag in Garmisch. Nach einem gehetzten Frühstück sind wir heute wieder etwas verspätet weitergefahren. Diesmal war ich diejenige, die nicht aufstehen wollte. Ich hatte sehr schlecht geschlafen. Ich war mehrmals wach geworden und ich hatte im Halbschlaf davon geträumt, dass ich alle unsere Sachen vergessen hatte. Was für ein Unsinn! Leider habe ich mich nach der schlaflosen Nacht auf der Fahrt den Serpentinen entlang gar nicht gut gefühlt. Wir haben mehrmals angehalten, um frische Luft zu schnappen. Als wir endlich in Garmisch ankamen, habe ich mich aber schon viel besser gefühlt. Garmisch-Partenkirchen ist einer der beliebtesten deutschen Skigebiete überhaupt, hat aber auch im Sommer viel zu bieten. Wir haben den Ort erkundet und haben in den verwinkelten Gassen zwischen den jahrhundertealten Fachwerkhäusern gebummelt. Bald habe ich mich wieder so gut gefühlt, dass wir alle ein Eis gegessen haben. Ich habe meine Lieblingssorten Joghurt und Himbeere bestellt, während wir uns die kleinen Läden und Cafés angeschaut haben, die hinter jeder Ecke auf Besucher warteten. Obwohl es erst spät am Nachmittag war, waren sowohl Johannes als auch ich ziemlich schlapp und wollten uns deshalb einen ruhigen Abend am Campingplatz machen. Schließlich hatten wir morgen einen langen und aufregenden Tag vor uns. Die Kinder waren weniger begeistert, vor allem Alex, der 2 Wohnmobile von uns entfernt neue Freunde gefunden hatte. Jetzt haben wir erlaubt, dass die 2 mit den anderen Jugendlichen am Campingplatz noch eine Weile am Lagerfeuer sitzen dürfen. Wenn ich an den morgigen Tag denke, bin ich ein bisschen aufgeregt. Schließlich geht es morgen zum höchsten Berg Deutschlands, zur Zugspitze.
Okay, poor Karin. How do we say poor someone in German?
So, if it's Karin, and Karin is a lady, so it's arme Karin.
Arme Karin.
Yeah, but if we think Alex is poor because he has to get up and he doesn't like it, then it would be armer Alex.
Armer Alex. Okay, and what would the plural form be?
Arme Kinder.
Arme Kinder. So, arme for feminine, armer for masculine and arme for plural.
Mm-hmm. Und für das, it would be armes. So we see that the what we would normally have in our articles, we use in our adjectives.
Yep. So if it was a poor little girl, armes Mädchen.
Ja, genau.
Okay. Let's go back through the text and we'll talk about the vocabulary and the language in here. There are quite a few interesting phrases that I've spotted as we've listened to it first time through. Let's go through it. So Andrea, if you can begin by reading it, please.
Mm-hmm. Nach einem gehetzten Frühstück sind wir heute wieder etwas verspätet weitergefahren.
Right, okay. There's an adjective in there I don't know, but it's after a something breakfast. We went on a little bit later today.
Ja, genau. So gehetzt would be a rushed breakfast.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the sort of root of that word there?
So hetzen. Hetzen means that you force someone to move.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. So it was a hurried breakfast, a rushed breakfast.
Yes,
sind wir heute wieder etwas verspätet. So we went on a little bit later than normal today.
Genau. Diesmal war ich diejenige, die nicht aufstehen wollte.
Right, so this time it was me who didn't want to get up, basically, yeah?
Genau, and we're going to find out why.
Before we go on, can I just ask you about that diejenige? I've never seen that before.
Ja, so we can just use die instead of diejenige. Diesmal war ich die, die nicht aufstehen wollte. Or we can use diejenige. It doesn't really make a difference.
Mm-hmm. So is there a masculine form of that?
Ja, derjenige.
Derjenige, okay. So, and does it change depending on case?
Of course, Mark.
So could you give us an example of that with like a dative or something like that?
So for example, I speak to my son and he tells me that he has brought one of his pals a gift and I ask him, hast du demjenigen Kind ein Geschenk gebracht oder diesem?
Right, so did you take a gift to that one or this one? Is that kind of idea?
Yeah, so we see that the change is in the der, die, das, so mm-hmm. demjenigen.
Yep, okay. Tricky stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's continue on.
Also, ich hatte sehr schlecht geschlafen. Ich war mehrmals wach geworden und ich hatte im Halbschlaf davon geträumt, dass ich alle unsere Sachen vergessen hatte.
Right, okay, so ich hatte sehr schlecht geschlafen. I had slept very badly.
Mm-hmm.
Ich war mehrmals. Is mehrmals just several?
Yeah, several times.
Several times, okay. So ich war mehrmals wach geworden. So I had woken up several times.
Mm-hmm.
Und ich hatte im Halbschlaf davon geträumt. And I had dreamt in half sleep, when I was half awake or while half asleep, I dreamt, dass ich alle unsere Sachen vergessen hatte, that I had forgotten all our things, that I had left all our things at a previous campsite or something.
Genau, yeah. So der Halbschlaf, I actually love this word. Der Halbschlaf is when you are half awake, half asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we also say this, for example, when we maybe don't concentrate properly. Oh, Entschuldigung, ich war im Halbschlaf.
Right, ich war im Halbschlaf, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, interesting. Is it kind of like a glass half full, glass half empty thing that in English you're half awake, but in German you're maybe half asleep?
Yes, genau.
I'm sure we could analyze the philosophy of that, but let's not. Let's move on.
Good. Was für ein Unsinn.
Okay, I've seen the word Unsinn before, but it's what something, what a, I don't know.
Nonsense.
Nonsense. Ah, okay, right. So what nonsense. Okay, let's continue.
Leider habe ich mich nach der schlaflosen Nacht auf der Fahrt den Serpentinen entlang gar nicht gut gefühlt.
Okay, so unfortunately habe ich mich nach der schlaflosen Nacht... after the sleepless night,
mm-hmm.
On the journey along the serpentines,
genau,
I didn't feel well.
Yeah, not at all. Gar nicht gut.
Gar nicht. Okay, so let's just look at the, because there's a lot happens there before we get to the verb. Leider habe ich mich nach der schlaflosen Nacht auf der Fahrt den Serpentinen entlang gar nicht gut gefühlt. So, unfortunately, have I myself, after the sleepless night on the journey along the Serpentines, not well at all felt.
Genau, ja, ungefähr so. Ja, super. Wir haben mehrmals angehalten, um frische Luft zu schnappen.
Okay, so we stopped several times to get some fresh air?
Ja, genau.
Schnappen.
So, ja, schnappen. That's what you do when you're underwater and you come up and you go...
Ah, okay. Is that what Schnee, Schna, Schnappi, the kleine Krokodil,
yeah,
did as well?
Schnappen is also to catch someone with your teeth.
Ah, right. Okay, so you can either catch air or catch someone.
Yeah, genau.
Yeah. And there was a children's pop song a few years back about the
Schnee, Schna, Schnappi. Yes.
You got to
I remember.
Okay.
So, als wir endlich in Garmisch ankamen, habe ich mich aber schon viel besser gefühlt.
Right. Ankamen, that must be a preteritum, yeah?
Ja, von ankommen.
Mm-hmm. So when we finally got to Garmisch, I already felt much better.
Genau. Mm-hmm. Garmisch-Partenkirchen ist eines der beliebtesten deutschen Skigebiete überhaupt. Hat aber auch im Sommer viel zu bieten.
Okay, so Garmisch-Partenkirchen is one of the beloved German ski resorts.
Ja, popular. Popular, so beliebt ist popular.
Okay, so one of the most popular German ski areas.
Mhm.
And then a funny thing happens. Hat aber auch im Sommer viel zu bieten. So, but it also has a lot to... Beaten?
To offer?
To offer in the summer. Where is the, like, the subject pronoun there?
So it's because it's the same. It's still Garmisch-Partenkirchen. We don't need to repeat it. So I can make another example.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas hat viele Äpfel, isst aber auch gern Bananen.
So Thomas has lots of apples, but he also... enjoys eating bananas.
Yes, and so we don't English, need to add the he.
Yeah, but in English we need to say, mm-hmm. but he also has. But there you said, Thomas hat viele Äpfel.
Mm-hmm. Isst aber auch gern Bananen.
So is the aber a normal part of this construction?
Yes, we have here an opposite. So on the one hand this, but on the other hand the other.
Right, I'm seeing that. Yeah, okay, so Garmisch-Partenkirchen ist einer der beliebtesten deutschen Skigebiete. Is it Ski or Ski?
Ski.
Ski. Skigebiete mm-hmm. überhaupt. Hat aber auch im Sommer viel zu bieten. So it also has a lot to offer in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Genau.
Okay.
Wir haben den Ort erkundet und haben in den verwinkelten Gassen zwischen den jahrhundertealten Fachwerkhäusern gebummelt.
Right. Wir haben den Ort erkundigt. We got to know the place.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered the place.
Yes, little, we yeah? discovered, we explored the place.
Explore,
yeah?
That's the better word, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we explored the place und haben in der verwinkelten Gassen and so going back to the verb at the end, which is gebummelt. Is that wandering?
Yeah, so bummeln is slowly walking through a place, maybe looking at windows or other things.
Could we say strolling?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So we strolled through the verwinkelten, are they winding streets?
Yeah.
Okay.
So ein Winkel is
a corner.
Is a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's verwinkelt, then it goes off into different directions. And you end up maybe in a dead end, and then you need to turn around, etc.
Okay, so in the winding streets, so we strolled through the winding streets between the is it the 100-year-old half timbered houses?
It's not only 100, but it's several centuries old. So Jahrhunderte alten. So it's several centuries.
Right. So the centuries old Fachwerkhäusen, which we've spoken about, so the half timbered houses.
Genau.
Okay.
Super. Bald habe ich mich wieder so gut gefühlt, dass wir alle ein Eis gegessen haben. Ich habe meine Lieblingssorten Joghurt und Himbeere bestellt.
Okay, bald habe ich mich wieder so gut gefühlt. So soon I was feeling so good again, dass wir alle ein Eis gegessen haben. That we all had an ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Ich habe meine Lieblingssorten Joghurt. So I ordered my favorite flavors, yogurt and raspberry, Himbeere.
Genau, super. Mm-hmm. And then the sentence continues. Während wir uns die kleinen Läden und Cafés angeschaut haben, die hinter jeder Ecke auf Besucher warteten. It's quite a sentence, I have to say.
It is, yeah. So, während wir uns die kleinen Läden und Cafés angeschaut haben, anschauen is to look at, yeah?
Yeah, so it's sich anschauen. Sich etwas anschauen is to look at something.
Okay, so while we looked at the small shops and cafes, which hinter jede Ecke auf Besucher warten, which behind every corner for visitors were waiting?
Yeah.
What's the difference between an Ecke and a Winkel?
Yeah, so ein Winkel is normally a geometric thing. So ein 30 Grad Winkel.
Ah, like an angle.
Yeah, and the Ecke is a corner in a street, in a village, or also in a room.
Or also in a hat.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get you. You didn't sing with the Schnappi, the crocodile, but do you want to sing about the three-cornered hat?
Mein Hut, der hat drei Ecken. Drei Ecken hat mein Hut. Und hätte er nicht drei Ecken, so wär es nicht mein Hut.
Ausgezeichnet. Okay, thank you very much for that. The best thing about that is the subjunctives in there, but we'll not talk about subjunctives just yet.
Nein, I'm just glad if no one's window just broke from listening to this.
Okay, so let's come back to the sentence. Can we just go through the full sentence again, and then I promise we'll break.
Yeah. Also, why don't we leave out the whole "Ich habe meine Lieblingssorten bestellt," which is in brackets because it doesn't add anything. So, also, bald habe ich mich wieder so gut gefühlt, dass wir alle ein Eis gegessen haben. Während wir uns die kleinen Läden und Cafés angeschaut haben, die hinter jeder Ecke auf Besucher warteten.
I think that's really useful to hear it that way, because we can actually hear the, in your tones there, Andrea, we can hear... you know, as I'm reading it, I'm making every word important. But as you're reading it, you're making the important words important because you're a natural speaker and I'm not. So, good. Bald habe ich mich wieder so gut gefühlt. So soon I felt so good, dass wir alle ein Eis gegessen haben, that we all had an ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Während wir uns die kleinen Läden und Cafés angeschaut haben, while we looked at the little shops and cafes, die hinter jeder Ecke auf Besucher warteten, which waited for visitors behind every corner.
Genau, super.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there. We will be back in just a moment with the final section of this text.
Musik.
we wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, Karin and her family are wandering about or strolling through the old streets of Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Let's continue with our text now.
Obwohl es erst spät am Nachmittag war, waren sowohl Johannes als auch ich ziemlich schlapp und wollten uns deshalb einen ruhigen Abend am Campingplatz machen.
Okay, this is a good example of when you maybe don't know a word, but from the context you can work it out. I've never heard the word schlapp before. Different from schnapp and so on.
Yes.
But schlapp, does schlapp mean tired?
Yeah, it's the latest addition to my son's vocabulary, I have to say. Used this last week.
Excellent. So, obwohl es erst spät am Nachmittag war, what's the erst in there doing? Because I thought erst meant first.
No, this means it was only late afternoon, so only as instead of already midnight.
Okay, erst can mean first though, can't it?
Yes, not erst, but it would have to be der Erste, der die Erste, etc.
Ah, okay, right. So, although it was only early, late in the afternoon, mm-hmm. waren sowohl Johannes als ich. So
als auch ich.
Als auch ich, mm-hmm. right. So, both Johannes and I, or Johannes as much as I, is it? That kind
as
of,
well as I,
as well
yeah.
as I, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're quite tired.
Mm-hmm.
Und wollten uns deshalb einen ruhigen Abend am Campingplatz. And we therefore wanted to have a quiet evening in the campsite.
Genau, super. Schließlich hatten wir morgen einen langen und aufregenden Tag vor uns.
Right, there are actually two examples of schließlich in this. And I'd never seen it before, now I've seen it twice. So what is schließlich?
After all.
Ah, okay. I guess it's linked to schließen.
Yes, so it's in the end.
In
yeah.
the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so after all, we had a long day in front of us tomorrow.
This is really interesting because she uses a past tense to speak about something that is happening in the future, because when she thought about this, it was mm-hmm. in the past. Although the thing that she thought about is happening in the future.
Okay. I'm just trying to work out whether we do the same in English. After all, we had a long... What's the aufregenden?
Exciting.
Okay. After all, we had a long and exciting day before us tomorrow. I guess if you're writing this about tomorrow, after all, we've got a... Yeah, I think we'd probably put it into the present in English, wouldn't we?
I don't know. Because you thought about it in the past.
Yeah, interesting.
So we went to bed early because we had a long day tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I think that's okay in the past as well in English. Okay, so after all, schließlich hatten wir morgen einen langen und aufregenden Tag vor uns. So after all, we had a long and exciting day before us tomorrow.
Genau. Die Kinder waren weniger begeistert, vor allem Alex, der zwei Wohnmobile von uns entfernt neue Freunde gefunden hatte.
Right, okay. Begeistert, that means enthusiastic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a word that almost makes me laugh. I don't know. To me, it's got something to do with ghosts.
Aha. Ja, ein Geist is a ghost. I don't know where begeistert comes from. Maybe because it lifts your spirits.
Ah, possibly, yep. So the children were less enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
For Alex, above all, Alex, der zwei Wohnmobil von uns entfernt entfernt neue mm-hmm. Freundin gefunden hatte. Oh, that's again a long kind of adjectival phrase, isn't it?
Ja, so zwei Wohnmobile von uns entfernt.
Two campervans away from us. Uh-huh. Neue Freunde gefunden hatte. He had found new friends
mm-hmm.
from a camper van, two camper vans away from us, yeah?
Genau, ja. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very specific.
Jetzt haben wir erlaubt, dass die zwei mit den anderen Jugendlichen am Campingplatz noch eine Weile am Lagerfeuer sitzen dürfen.
Right, okay, so jetzt haben wir erlaubt. Does erlauben mean to allow?
Ja.
Right, so now we have allowed that the two of them, meaning Alex and his sister,
mm-hmm.
Mit den anderen Jugendlichen am Campingplatz, with the other young people, the other teenagers at the mm-hmm. campsite.
Ja.
Noch eine Weile am Lagerfeuer. Oh, Lagerfeuer was the campfire, wasn't it?
Genau, ja.
So we've allowed them to sit a little bit longer out at the campfire with the other teenagers, yeah?
Ja, genau, super. Wenn ich an den morgigen Tag denke, bin ich ein bisschen aufgeregt. Schließlich geht es morgen zum höchsten Berg Deutschlands, zur Zugspitze.
Okay, this is a new word for me, morgigen. Is that like the adjective linked to tomorrow?
Yes, yes, okay. Exactly. So we've made from out of tomorrow, we made another adjective, morgigen.
Morgigen. So den morgigen Tag here is just about tomorrow. When I think about tomorrow,
yes.
Bin ich ein bisschen aufgeregt. I am a little excited. Schließlich, there's our after all again. Mm-hmm. Schließlich geht es morgen zum höchsten Berg Deutschlands. After all, tomorrow, mm-hmm. It's going, literally, but we're going to zum höchsten Berg Deutschlands, to Germany's biggest mountain.
Ja.
The Zugspitze.
Genau. Genau. So I have now a question for you.
Okay.
What is, if we use morgigen, what would be yesterday if we use the same structure?
Gestergigen?
Almost. Gestrigen.
Gestrigen. Gestrigen, okay.
Ja.
So, wenn ich an den gestrigen Tag denke, when I thought about yesterday.
Genau, super.
One little question there before we do finish this off, Andrea. Geht es morgen zum höchsten Berg Deutschlands?
Mm-hmm.
That is of Germany?
Ja, genau. Of Germany. Deutschlands. Schöner Genitiv.
A nice genitive in there. Okay, so schließlich geht es morgen zum höchsten Berg Deutschlands.
Yes, so Mark, don't be afraid to not pronounce the ch as a ch in this. So when we have ch and an s, we can go towards the x with our pronunciation. So nächster, höchster, etc.
Ah, okay. Okay, I thought mm-hmm. I was being ultra correct there by saying höchsten or nächster, but I'll try and make it a little more x-y. Is the ch sound regional?
It's a very Swiss thing.
Ah, okay. Would I've heard that also in Austria?
Yeah, well, it's all so the Swiss dialects, obviously, they're a bit much closer to the southern Germanic mm-hmm. Languages. And if you go to the north of Germany, you will see that they're maybe closer to the German that is spoken in Belgium, for example.
Okay.
So you have these, there is something that, there are things we have in common, although it's Austria, Switzerland, Liechtenstein and Germany, because geographically we're we're close together.
Yeah. And so we could perhaps argue that in the Deutsche Alpenstrasse, we might hear höchsten as well.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen again and see how Karin pronounces this. We'll listen to the full text.
Tag 6. Ein Sommertag in Garmisch. Nach einem gehetzten Frühstück sind wir heute wieder etwas verspätet weitergefahren. Diesmal war ich diejenige, die nicht aufstehen wollte. Ich hatte sehr schlecht geschlafen. Ich war mehrmals wach geworden und ich hatte im Halbschlaf davon geträumt, dass ich alle unsere Sachen vergessen hatte. Was für ein Unsinn! Leider habe ich mich nach der schlaflosen Nacht auf der Fahrt den Serpentinen entlang gar nicht gut gefühlt. Wir haben mehrmals angehalten, um frische Luft zu schnappen. Als wir endlich in Garmisch ankamen, habe ich mich aber schon viel besser gefühlt. Garmisch-Partenkirchen ist einer der beliebtesten deutschen Skigebiete überhaupt, hat aber auch im Sommer viel zu bieten. Wir haben den Ort erkundet und haben in den verwinkelten Gassen zwischen den jahrhundertealten Fachwerkhäusern gebummelt. Bald habe ich mich wieder so gut gefühlt, dass wir alle ein Eis gegessen haben. Ich habe meine Lieblingssorten Joghurt und Himbeere bestellt, während wir uns die kleinen Läden und Cafés angeschaut haben, die hinter jeder Ecke auf Besucher warteten. Obwohl es erst spät am Nachmittag war, waren sowohl Johannes als auch ich ziemlich schlapp und wollten uns deshalb einen ruhigen Abend am Campingplatz machen. Schließlich hatten wir morgen einen langen und aufregenden Tag vor uns. Die Kinder waren weniger begeistert, vor allem Alex, der zwei Wohnmobile von uns entfernt neue Freunde gefunden hatte. Jetzt haben wir erlaubt, dass die zwei mit den anderen Jugendlichen am Campingplatz noch eine Weile am Lagerfeuer sitzen dürfen. Wenn ich an den morgigen Tag denke, bin ich ein bisschen aufgeregt. Schließlich geht es morgen zum höchsten Berg Deutschlands, zur Zugspitze.
I don't know about you, Andrea, but it sounded to me that Karin said höchsten.
Yes, she did. She did. It's a very tricky thing because we don't want to fall into the höchste thing. So it is between a h and an x. And I just also looked it up, what the guidelines say.
Yep.
And it is not an x, but it's also not a h.
Okay.
It is really in between. It's very difficult. Even I, as a Swiss speaker, find this a very, very difficult sound to make.
Well, if that's the case, then I think the main message is don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Basically, if you've got something approximating a x or a x, you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to get more out of this episode, you can, of course, check out the full course on the Coffee Break Academy. And that provides a set of lesson notes for each episode and also the video version, which allows you to read each phrase and practice your pronunciation after Karin reads the phrases. So she'll say each phrase, we'll pause it, and that gives you a chance to repeat it. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And of course, don't forget that you can find us on social media. Indeed, we're posting some images of these beautiful parts of the world on our Instagram channel, so make sure you check it out. Just search for Coffee Break Languages and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter too.
That's it for this episode. We'll be back next time. And as you know, we know exactly where we're heading next time, to Zugspitze, Germany's tallest mountain. We're looking forward to that. Vielen Dank, Andrea.
Danke, Marc. Und bis bald.
Bis bald. Tschüss. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.